the state assembly has passed a bill that would make it harder to close polling places. We've made it to Friday, and it's November 10th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, more than 100 nurses at UW Health are urging Wisconsin's health department to investigate concerns about patient safety. And the head of the EPA mentioned holding polluters accountable when it comes to PFAS pollution. We'll have more on his recent visit to Wisconsin. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Today is a perfect way to stay current on Wisconsin news, including headlines with context from around the state. It's your support that makes it possible. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Municipalities would be forbidden from closing more than half of their polling places within 30 days of an election under a proposal that passed out of the assembly yesterday with broad bipartisan support. The bill is a response to emergency measures at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic in the spring of 2020. In Milwaukee, all but two polling places were suddenly closed, and many voters waited in line for hours. Representative Shea Swartwell, a Republican from Two Rivers, said the bill aims to prevent that from ever happening again.
Never again will we simply shut down our polling locations because of difficult times. In Wisconsin, we uphold the right of the people to vote.
When I say broad bipartisan support, I mean it. The bill passed 95-2 and heads now to the governor's desk. Nurses at UW Health have submitted paperwork urging Wisconsin's Department of Health Services to investigate concerns about patient safety. As Sarah Lear reports, the move is the latest escalation amid an ongoing labor dispute.
Nurses represented by SEIU Wisconsin turned in more than 100 notice of risk forms on Thursday afternoon. Among them was Mary Jorgensen, who says short staffing is jeopardizing patients.
Some nurses have to work 16 hours, or we can also work 21 days in a row. And exhausted nurses are obviously not ideal for surgeries, especially in a level one trauma center.
UW Health officials have accused the union of using the complaints as a bargaining chip in negotiations over wages. A hospital spokesperson says patient safety is a priority, and turnover is below the national average. UW nurses have been working to revive their union after a law signed by then-Republican Governor Scott Walker gutted public sector labor rights. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Enrollment at the Universities of Wisconsin grew at its four-year colleges for the first time since 2014, but enrollment at the state's two-year campuses continues to fall. It's down about 4% this year compared to last. The ongoing declines led to the closures of UW-Platteville at Richland in July, and in-person classes will end at UW-Milwaukee at Washington County and UW-Oshkosh at Fond du Lac by June of 2014. UW System President Jay Rothman said he'll work with county partners to figure out how the 10 remaining two-year campuses can be successful.
To provide needed long-term stability, we will embrace change, such as expanding degree options, enhancing upskilling opportunities, expanding dual enrollment, and/or creating navigation centers for high school and non-traditional students.
Overall, UW System enrollment increased by about 1,700 students this year. The head of the Environmental Protection Agency said federal regulators are committed to finalizing national drinking water standards for PFAS this year. Danielle Kading reports he made the remarks during a visit to Wisconsin this week.
The EPA is planning to set individual limits for two of the most widely studied chemicals at the lowest level they can be reliably measured. The agency also wants to regulate a mix of four other PFAS. EPA Administrator Michael Regan said in Eau Claire that the agency's regulations will target polluters.
We're also going to use our discretion to ensure that we focus on those who have put this pollution in the environment, not on our farmers and not on our water utilities.
The president of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation says farms should not be held liable for contamination from spreading sewage sludge on fields. The Wisconsin Rural Water Association says the EPA should provide more funding if the agency sets more stringent standards. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
coming up. Sometimes you just want to get lost and wander. For me, I like taking the dog for a long walk and just kind of letting him choose wherever we go. Or maybe you're like Ron Davis of Eau Claire, who enjoys being out on the road. In today's Wisconsin Life, Ron will share more of this love. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about a biker's love of adventure.
There's the old saying, not all who wander are lost. This is certainly a motto that writer Ron Davis of Eau Claire lives by, especially if he's out on the road on his motorcycle.
Though it might appear as if any fool can easily get him or herself lost on the road, or really anywhere, losing one's way consistently on a motorcycle actually takes careful study, years of practice, and above all, a special God-given talent for being totally oblivious to how one got anywhere, or where anywhere happens to be. At the risk of sounding immodest, I am such a one. Before I became a rider, I became aware of my special talent when my dad took me trout fishing for the first time. We separated, he headed upstream and me down. He told me I couldn't get lost as long as I stayed next to the creek. After an hour of fighting tangled fishing line, hooks snared in trees, and catcher's mid-sized mosquitoes, in my abundant 10-year-old wisdom, I decided to head back to the car, disregarding my dad's instructions and cutting cross-country. Within minutes, I had lost sight of the creek, and everything took on an alarming state of sameness. No country road, no car, but instead there were lots of spooky-looking trees, swampy sinkholes, and dark thickets, presumably hiding that hideous creature from the Black Lagoon, which I had lately become convinced was real and probably living beneath my bed. My talent for getting lost not fully developed yet, I didn't blunder blindly on, but started yelling for my dad. Help! It seemed appropriate, and Dad was able to come to a somewhat less than nurturing rescue. Motorcycling opened a whole new universe of possibilities for honing my talents. More than once, I found myself in the bowels of the labyrinth-like roads that snake through Wisconsin's Driftless area, a two-wheeler's mecca. Looking for virgin trout water, I often jumped without hesitation from state highway to county trunk to town road to gravel and finally to cow pasture track. I found farmers especially happy to give me directions, at least as far as their property lines. Absolutely the first rule in getting lost is going where you've never gone before. This spring, after mentioning I was looking for some new lakes to explore with my kayak, some kindly moto compadres took me back into an area near Bloomer, littered with some of Wisconsin's more than 10,000 lakes. Cheeseheads are a bit more liberal with the definition of lake than Minnesotans. After miles squirming down nameless gravel roads, chasing my guide's taillights through swirling clouds of dust, I began to get suspicious, wondering if these guys were actually bent on playing some cruel prank. Were they trying to get me lost? Please, they could have deserted me after the second turn, and I'd still be out in the sticks, subsisting on grubs, talking to a pet wood tick, and wearing my bike's tank bag as a rain hat. Somehow, I kept up, never giving them the satisfaction of witnessing my true powers. Lately, with an even more finely developed skill at getting displaced, I've become a genius at turning short rides in northwest Wisconsin into unplanned detours. What lies behind these countless forays into the unknown? Some deep-seated mystical compulsion to liberate myself from convention? The lure of adventure? The famous living in the moment? Nah, frankly, I'm mystified, as is my wife, never a fan of my exceptionalism. She sometimes calls me to ask if I have any idea where I am. My usual response is, of course I know where I am. I'm right here.
Ron Davis is a writer who lives in Eau Claire. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to make sure you catch every single Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast and find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang, John Davis, and Bridget Bowden. You can catch us every single weekday morning. We'll be right here in your podcast feed. That means have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday.